This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday Live. The globalists have publicly admitted, big link up on InfoWars.com, that the lockdown is meant to destroy the world economy, kill capitalism for the average person, and starve the third world. They're going to kill more people than Hitler ever dreamed of, and they're going to get away with it unless we expose them. Let's go to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, thanks for holding on the air worldwide.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Just want to talk about the clash of two systems, two operating systems in the world, and you see the Hollywood and the elitist and the Illuminist, they're all lining up on their side, and you know the Bible says it's an anti-Christ system, it's an anti-love, anti-human, anti-God paradigm that they're in.
It's a predatory, destructive system that if it had success, Satan would finally commit suicide at the end of it. It is total destruction.
It is, you know, and it's said many times that, you know, we need to be all in for this. And I just want to just spread some good news. You know, the Bible says that that they defeated him, which is the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and loving their life not unto death. And that last part, they're all equally important, but to that last part of loving your life not unto death, it's paramount that as Christian people, as people of goodwill, stand together.
We'd be willing to die.
We'd be willing to die. I'd be willing to go right now if that was the...
Oh, to stop this? Wouldn't even think about it. If there was a button to stop all this evil, I would just be...
Yeah, exactly. And as we do that, we are guaranteed by God for eternal life, a resurrection body, just the same resurrection body that Jesus is in. And he
says, but doesn't that make sense to go to the next level? God doesn't want to be with a bunch of creeps? Of course this is a horrible test. It's to see who we are.
Yeah, it is really so obvious. So just in wrapping up, I just want to say that list of 200 needs to be people that we boycott, that we stand against, that we push back against in an aggressive way and really stake our claim. 200 people, like two people that agree together, are greater than that crowd of 200. So I just want to encourage everybody else.
That's right. I mean, you think about what maggots these people are, saying never go back, you know, poor people don't deserve food. And you just look at these people. They're so evil. And they all are so into themselves. I mean, what jokes? Madonna's like an old woman with a plastic body. She's so disgusting.
Yeah, they're all into the pedophilia. They're all birds of a feather are flocking together. But at the end, we win. Thanks, Alex.
God bless you, brother. Dave in Ohio, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Talking about Hollywood and the UN Agenda 51 type of people. Here in southern Ohio, Athens, particularly where we're from, Hillary Clinton's made multiple visits here. We're a small little rural college town, but we have a lot of people with power that come here and push us kind of like as a beta site for the green agenda. The Global Clinton Initiative, or the Clinton Global Initiative, has funded Upgrade Athens County, which is a push for solar energy and for carbon taxes in our area. And also, if you look at some of the beta sites they're doing for using us as a driverless car testing site for rural
Oh, exactly.
America.
It's about removing humans from the environment, making us obsolete.
Yeah, and we are a beta site for it. If you want to check that out, a lot of all.
Oh, I'm aware, sir. Yes. They have battle maps over key areas they want to take over as spokes for their completion. Austin's their main takeover point in Texas.
Yeah, and we're a road trap for that. I mean, the former assistant director of the CIA under Leon Panetta, Steve Tavis, is from here. Atal Gawande, he's the guy heading up the healthcare company for Bezos, Buffett, Jamie Dimon, is from here. And a lot of it is tied to just the connection to this area, and a lot of it is a blueprint being used right here in southeastern Ohio. So.
You're absolutely right, brother. God bless you. Ron and Brad, straight ahead. And then I'm going to hit how they're trying to cause a race war again. tens of millions of Africans are about to die, and LeBron James is running around talking about two white dudes that shot a black dude.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
When your country is being turned into a 21st century banana republic police state, silence isn't golden, it's yellow.
You are listening to Alex Jones broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Justice Department dropping Flynn's criminal case. He was totally set up. He was railroaded by the Mueller criminal operation. But the criminals are still in the FBI, the Democratic Party crime ops, and they've been given orders to destroy high-level Trump supporters. And they're so arrogant, they haven't even covered their tracks. I'm going to leave it at that. You know, General Flynn's son came to our event, along with folks from the Defense Intelligence Agency, and I'll leave it at that. We've been talking to those folks. And let's just say the Army is awake, the Marines are awake, and Trump is awake, and the Chi-Coms better watch out. And a lot of Chinese agents, and I don't wish any harm upon them, and I'm not going to hurt anybody myself, I'm not going to direct anybody to hurt anybody, but the president, in a time of war, and we're in an undeclared war with China, has the power and the responsibility and the duty to protect this country. And so a lot of Chinese agents have been disappearing. And, well, I just want the globalists and deep staters to know that the sands of time are running low and are going through that hourglass right now faster and faster and faster. So you think we're afraid? I don't want to make you afraid. I want you to leave America and freedom alone, and I want you off my back. But know this, we will not deviate in our course. In fact, we're ramming the pedal down towards this epic destiny of collision. So you want to bang heads? I can tell you we've heard a lot of talk about indictments and a lot of talk about the deep state. And as of now, they launched COVID-19 and all this because they know Trump is intending to rouse the deep state and defeat them, the criminal globalist deep state. And I have said to folks that do not wait for an election surprise in July or August. Do not wait. They're going to cause too much mischief and too much crises trying to throw the president out of office. The president must pull the collective trigger now. Now is the time. Launch everything now. indict them now, go after them now, destroy them now. You can't wait anymore. My God, they've already released this bioweapon simulant, and the deep state has locked down the country and caused a global depression trying to stop us. We can't sit here any longer with these mass murderers. There's no more time to play games. There, I've said what needs to be said again. All right, I want to hit a few of your calls, but let's hit this first. The thing about perception is Stalin said one man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 dies, a statistic, and that's true. South Africa's government, with actuaries, says 29 times people are dying of starvation and suicide and death and murder now that this COVID thing has happened, that are dying from COVID. UN says 135 million to starve to death this year, 30 million are dying right now. Society's totally breaking down all over the world. 5.5, almost 6 million people live in third world conditions. LeBron James sees this video that is suspicious. It doesn't look good to me at two white guys in Georgia that think a black guy is trying to rob something, so they get in a fight and they shoot the guy. That's wrong. I've been in Northern California. That's as hillbilly as it gets. Pulled off on a side road just 50, 20 feet down a little dirt road to take a piss, and I had hillbillies shoot at me with a shotgun, and they hit in the plants above me, the trees above me, like right above me, a foot ahead. The pellets were hitting leaves right on top of me. Those were white dudes shooting at me. That's what hillbillies do. The point is that you got millions starving to death, LeBron. Why don't you talk about how the COVID lockdown's killing millions already? A lot of them black people. No, you don't do that because you're a puppet of the globalists. That's people in South Africa lining up for food. No, he just wants to make it about white people because that's the race-baiting, Chi-Com-funded narrative he's given, even though China's the most racist towards black people on the planet. But they're also showing all over the news, shock video shows white cop repeatedly beating a black man for no social distancing. Let's show that video. And it's wrong that a white cop walks up and starts beating a black person for no social distancing. It's wrong a black judge put a white woman in jail for not shutting down her salon. It's wrong. And here's the cop with the tackling the guy. And that's bad. Okay? But the black guy doesn't want to get off the street. And that's how I'd be. Where's his free speech? Where's his right to travel? Now, that's nothing compared to this black cop in New York beating up a black guy. But because it's a black guy on a black guy, because this black guy does nothing. You know, the other black guy with the white cops pulling back, kind of pushing at him. I'm not saying he deserves to be beat on the head, but look at this New York footage. Turn up the audio. He comes up with a taser and then starts punching the black dude in the face and then jumps on top of him. Again, I'm narrating for radio listeners. And then more cops come and jump on the guy. They brutally assault this guy. Here comes white cops jumping on top of him as well with the black cop. That's wrong any way you slice it. But the media is not making a big deal out of the black cop assaulting the black guy, but they're making a big deal about the white cop assaulting the black guy when he's been ordered to do it. It's all wrong. It needs to stop. The point is, obsessing over a few cases while ignoring the mass death that's happening is just like obsessing over a few COVID deaths and not talking about the shutdown causing mass death. That's the reality. That's why the media is pushing race narrative again. Let's take two quick calls and we'll turn it over to Jason Jones. Ron in New York, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, y'all. So good to listen to you. I used to be a Democrat, but then, like my friend said, I grew a brain, and I became enlightened and educated myself. I live in a blue city here in New York, and it's crazy here. It's not easy. I used to be a Democrat, like I said, but after 9/11, you know, I became suspicious of the government narrative. So, you know, this whole thing with the Hollywood. You know, I truly believe they are sincere, or at least the co-signers, the usual, Madonna, Robert De Niro, you know, and company. I believe that they are sincere in their belief, but they want reduced carbon taxes. They want a more green earth, whatever. Yes. Like I said, I used to be a Democrat. I believe in that myself. But I'm more right of center now where I'm at.
Well, sure. Some of the people mean well, but the master plan, you cut the carbon, people die.
Right, right. And you talk about, you know, you always talk about Promethean technology. They have you know, they have life extension. They have the technology. They're not giving it to the public, right? So I believe if whoever is responsible, the U.S. Patent Office, Trump, getting this technology out to the people, I mean, I believe this can solve a lot of these.
It'll get us out of the debt. It'll create new industries. And Trump has tried to do that. And they're trying to block him. Amazing point, Ron. I'm sorry I got to jump. I want to give Brad at least 40 seconds. Brad in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I think we got to focus on Gates, Event 201 especially. I mean, that like the 9/11 supposed drills going on, that the exact same drills that happened on 9/11, which could never happen. Event 201 is the same scenario. He had this drill set up and or a conference like a drill of the same pandemic that breaks out 4 months later. I don't buy it. No way.
And again, they do that so they're being spied on. They go, oh, it's just a drill, when they're actually planning the criminal act. It'd be like planning a bank robbery. You tell the cops, oh, I'm just LARPing. Call me back tomorrow, Brad. I appreciate you. Jason Jones coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life, from germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jones Show. It's my privilege to be sitting in for the rest of this hour. My name is Jason Jones. I'm a movie producer. I run a human rights organization called Movie to Movement. We produce movies that promote a culture of life, love, and beauty, and we have the program The Vulnerable People Project that seeks to advance the interests of stateless, vulnerable ethnic and religious minorities. We work to defend from the child in the womb to the child in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan, and that's why for me it is a great privilege to speak to Alex's incredibly large audience on these issues, on human dignity and the call to solidarity. We have a good show for you today. At the end of the show, we're going to have Gerald Moody, host of This, That, and the Third, the New York-style podcaster. He's been the COVID man on the street, checking out the hospitals in New York. And we're going to have Chaps. We're going to have Pastor Klingenschmidt on to talk about how we can open up our churches. But since I talked to you last, I had an exciting week. I was arrested on Friday, and I was in jail only for a couple of hours. When I got out of jail, I had hundreds of texts and emails. And I'm like, how does everyone know so fast? But I didn't know it was above top of Drudge. And so everyone I knew knew I was in jail, and they were all reaching out. And a member of Congress, a friend of mine, messaged me and he said, Jason, what in the world are you doing? Why are you out there? And you have a reputation. You have friends. You just embarrassed yourself. And I replied, I did not embarrass myself. And I want to tell you why I was at the Reopen Hawaii event and what led to me getting arrested before we get to our great guests. You know, I love my country. And I love the state of Hawaii. And I always say our state is like a family. I moved here when I was 17, as a young high school dropout, a soldier in the Army, quickly had a young family, had two children from a local girl, got married when I was 18, had two children by the time I was 19. And everything rich and beautiful in my life comes to me from this beautiful community. And so I was there for three reasons. My primary reason wasn't the Constitution. It wasn't the Bill of Rights. My number one concern and my number one reason for being there was that if this shutdown continues in the United States and across the Western world, we are going to see a global food shortage, which the ambassador to the United Nations food program said, like we haven't seen since World War II. And the most vulnerable community in the developed world is the state of Hawaii. We are the furthest place in the world from any other place in the world. And any contraction of food production leads to a spike in prices. We're near 50% unemployment. Do you think food's going to make it to ships, even if ships are moving to reach us out here in Hawaii, if we see this catastrophic famine that people are anticipating? So my number one reason for being there was my concern for my community, that we may suffer through starvation and famine. And then it was also for the people around the world. Through my organization, the Vulnerable People Project, I'm working 16-hour days with people in the governments across Africa, in the Middle East, in India, Bangladesh. They are already seeing the signs of a spike in hunger. And David Beasley from the World Food Program says an anticipated spike in 135 million deaths. Alex in the early last segment was talking about racism and violence in America and Black Lives Matter, and they're using race to divide us. That is 100% true. In fact, they use me as race bait in Hawaii as this holy who isn't listening to the law, is not respecting authority, and they were trying to divide our community. And I was the bait. Easy bait, right? I was the bait on a race-baiting hook. But I think Black Lives Matter in New Jersey, in Waianae, in Nigeria, in Ethiopia, in Kibera slums in Kenya, and this shutdown will lead to starvation there. That was the second reason I was there. And that is an urgent reason. Look, it's already too late. There are going to be countless millions of deaths because of famine. This is just about making it not something like we've never seen. The third reason I was there is, like Alex said, most people, governments, our founders told us, were instituted among men to protect their rights. But in most places, governments are organized thieves. They're pirates. They brutalize their own people. In the 20th century, the number two killer of people was direct violence by the state against their own citizens. In Russia, in China, in Cambodia, we've seen it across the world. The number two killer in the 20th century was famine. Most of those famine deaths were caused by the state keeping people off of their farms. Did you know that? In the Ukraine and the Great Famine in China, in Ethiopia when they destroyed the grain surplus. So really, government, abusive government, was the number one killer. They used direct violence and they used famine. That was the 20th century. Now we are seeing a global shutdown like the world has never seen. So that's why I was there. And I have this quote from Martin Luther King. Guys, if we can put that up. That, to me, just sums it up. One who breaks an unjust law must do so openly, lovingly, and with a willingness to accept the penalty. I submit that an individual who breaks a law that conscience tells him is unjust and who willingly accepts the penalty of imprisonment in order to arouse the conscience of the community over the injustice is in reality expressing the highest respect for law. And I would say, with Reverend Martin Luther King, yes, I have a respect for the law, because law is what creates order, prosperity, peace. It's why our children can live in safe communities. But when you pit the police officers, like in Hawaii, they came in an organized military cordon. And I might have overreacted. If you saw the video, I wish I could have lovingly expressed my dissent. I was a bit spirited. Hopefully tomorrow, when I'm going back, and they can arrest me again and again and again, and they can keep me in jail or prison for as long as they want, I'm going to keep going. Not only because of my respect for the law, but because of my passionate love for my community, for my state, for the state of Hawaii. So again, people without names or identities through social media will use me as unfortunate race bait to divide our community. But my hope is eventually everyone in Hawaii will see that this is about our health, this is about our well-being, this is about our prosperity, and this is about our freedom. Not just our freedom, but the freedom for our posterity. They keep telling us we are entering into a new normal where we will always wear masks, where we will never get to go to church and community, where police are brutal, where police wear masks. I saw a meme. It's a strange time we live in where the police wear masks and the criminals show their face. That says it all. Reverend Martin Luther King would always quote Thomas Aquinas, "A just law is a man-made law that conforms to the divine will." We have to ask ourselves, are these laws, is this brutality, is this inciting of race hatred, does this conform to God's will? No. Did my overly enthusiastic response to the police conform to God's will? No. But maybe I'll be better tomorrow after the break. We're going to be with Chaps. Let's open the churches.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that at a fundamentally cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine, so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
$500,000. What a hero. You know, when I, who is standing standing up against this tyranny, to me, it's amazing. I'm a conservative Catholic Christian, and I would think that all conservatives, all Republicans, all Christians would be united. No, it's a minority. You would think it's all it's this type of person or that type of person. No! The people are coming from everywhere. Hairdressers, bar owners, a pastor here, not a lot of them, or a pastor there, a farmer over here, a police officer made a video yesterday, you saw that, in his police car over there. These beautiful people standing up for freedom, and there's still enough of us. We are going to win. I think they're going to bite off, they bit off more than they could chew. You know, when I was handcuffed, thrown in the back of the car, I'm sitting there, they arrest another guy. They put him back there with me. I'm handcuffed. I'm like, hey, brother, what do you do? He's like, I own a bar. I said, hey, I want to come to your bar when this is over. What's the name of your bar? He said the name of his bar, and I realized wasn't my type of bar. I'll leave it at that. I said, I won't be going to your bar, brother, but I love you. Thank you for being here. All these beautiful, unique, diverse people standing up for freedom, for liberty, in solidarity with the vulnerable who are suffering because of the shutdown. We just saw this hero released from prison. We need more of this. Joining me is a hero, Chaps, Pastor Gordon Klingenschmitt. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you, Jason Jones. I told my wife I'm going to be on the Alex Jones Show, but Jason Jones is hosting, and she said, well, I should tell you to say hello to your father.
Yeah, he's not my dad. I'm older than him, first of all, and that would be impossible. And never met. He's such a gentleman that allow me to share this platform. You're a hero. I first met you in a Senate private meeting 20 years ago or so. What year was that? You were in the Navy.
Yeah, 2005, I was a Navy chaplain, and the government wrote a bad policy saying chaplains cannot pray in Jesus' name outside of church. You can pray to God, you can say amen, but if you say the J word, you can be punished at court-martial. So I demanded my own misdemeanor court-martial, and I was found guilty of worshiping in public. But the good news is, Jason, that 300,000 Americans, many of your viewers, petitioned Congress. And I was vindicated by Congress, who changed the law in 2006. The Secretary of the Navy repented, rescinded the policy, and now the other chaplains can pray in Jesus' name, even in uniform, even in public, 7 days a week. That was the beginning of my career in politics, but that was the end of my career in the Navy. I lost $1 million pension.
Well, but you know what? I'll trade your pension for religious freedom for all of us, and you did. I don't know if I'd have the courage to trade my pension, but I thank God for heroes like you. And there are a lot of police right now doing awful things because they're afraid of losing their pension. Maybe it just takes one or two. It took you. And I'm so grateful for you. And it was Senator Brownback who led the charge for you. And I remember on the Hill at the time. And now he is our ambassador at large for religious freedom. And he's throwing punches, fighting hard for the Uyghur and others suffering religious persecution. Just a handful of heroes. Now, here you are, all of us now. Can't even pray. You could, at least they were going to let you pray in the name of Jesus in your church. They're not even letting us in our church. You know, I don't do a lot, Pastor. You know what I do? I go to the boxing gym. I get smoothies at the protein shake place down the street. I go to church. And I go to a used bookstore. That's it. I bet you the church is going to be the last place they open. And how do we get our churches open? How does everyone here, even those of you who don't go to church, you should help us kick open the doors of the church. How are we going to do this, Chaps?
Well, it's fascinating because a poll just taken, I believe, by Reuters says that 35% of Americans want churches to be open first. Only 21% said bars and restaurants. Only 14% said basketball and movie theaters. So churches are the number one priority for reopening, and everyone should call your governor today. No matter what state you're in, no matter whether they're Republican or Democrat, but Google their phone number and call them and say these words. Place the churches on the list of essential services. Follow the example of Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Ron DeSantis of Florida, those two states were the first to reopen the churches by declaring them essential services, and it's easy for a governor to do, and here's two reasons they should do it. Churches are spiritual hospitals, and did you know in Tennessee, the suicide hotline calls are up 800% this month because of the coronavirus. People are committing suicide, and churches can be spiritual hospitals to minister to their soul. Also, the food kitchen centers. A lot of churches have food pantries, but the line at your local food pantry is a mile long, and people do not have food with the rising unemployment. The churches must be open because they are essential food distribution centers. And not only that, we have religious freedom. A federal judge in Kansas blocked the Democrat governor of Kansas from limiting worship services or activities to 10 people or fewer to check the spread of the coronavirus because that violates the First Amendment, religious freedom, freedom of speech rights, and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The law is on our side, and it's morally right to open the churches. Call your governors today.
You know, chaps, and I'll give you another reason. The reason totalitarian regimes despise religion is religion points to a law above them. Religion reminds them that we have somebody more powerful than them in our corner, the all-knowing, all-loving creator of the universe. And so they don't want to be reminded that they are not all-powerful. They don't want to be reminded that there's a law above their special orders. And so when we open up the churches, that's going to remind these totalitarians like this schmuck we just saw in Ventura County, who really he's recanted now, but he said he wants to come and take you out of your house. He's going to come and take you out of your house. He said, I don't know if you saw that. So it reminds these petty tyrants, there's a law above the laws of man. There's a law above the special orders of man. There's this beautiful movie, A Hidden Life, came out last year from Terrence Malick. It's on Amazon now. And it's on this farmer who refuses to take the loyalty oath to Hitler. And this SS officer who, like this man, is Catholic, says to him, do you think you have the right not to say this oath? And he says, do you think that we have the right to say it? And the state does not have the right to stop me from going to church. And as a Catholic, the law of the church is I must go to church on Sundays. So the government does not have the right to stop me from going to church. And I have the duty to go to church. And so we need to open up these churches immediately. You know, imagine if Netflix stopped streaming. People would be out on the streets. Well, Christians, if the bread and circuses stopped, and they're gonna, that's when hell's going to break loose. We as Christians need to stand up now.
I'm total agreement with you. I do want to plug my book. Maybe I'll be back after this segment, but I wrote a book, How to Liberate the World, a step-by-step guide to take back your country, available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold. We have sent 5 million petitions to Congress over the years. We have helped change bad laws or policies in 13 states. We always win because there are more of us demanding liberty than there are tyrants demanding to oppress us. I'm so proud of you, Jason, and the work you're doing. I support you 100%. We're going to have you on our TV show in the weeks ahead, and we're going to promote the heck out of your movies and everything you're doing there. May I mention our website, greatinjesusname.org.
Thank you, chaps. Get that book.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
And yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Brick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Jason Jones. It's a privilege to join you as we fight our way out of this prison planet. And my next guest is Gerald Moody. Now, the reason I wanted to have him on is we're seeing these news stories erupt about violence against black men by white cops. And we see that they're trying to divide us. We've seen violence against white people by white cops. Last week in Honolulu, when I was arrested, I saw the mainstream media, our own newspaper, use me as bait to inspire racism. They use my family, my kids are only half me and they're only half white. My family is my children, my nieces, nephews, and children and cousins are Hawaiian, Filipino, Chinese. And to see the media using me as race bait, I knew the game. They're trying to divide us. So I wanted to get my man Gerald Moody on the show. Gerald is the host of one of my favorite podcasts, This, That, and the Third. And it is a New York style podcast. He has been a COVID reporter, the man on the street checking out the hospitals in New York. Gerald, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, what's up, Jay? Thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, you know, and I saw this story break. I'm in Hawaii, so I find things out a little later because I'm waking up a little later, the way the sun moves and all.
Right.
So what's going on? We see this footage. Is this racism by the cops? Is this the media trying to use race to divide us as we're already being divided?
Man, here in New York City, man, certain areas are policed differently. That's just a fact of life here. So downtown, lower Manhattan, by the World Trade Center, the former World Trade Center, a lot of parks over there and not barricaded. If you go down there, you could see people picnicking, you know, social distancing not being enforced. And everything's going on because people are enjoying the great weather. But when you come uptown, when you come to Harlem and different neighborhoods, the parks are barricaded. You can't get in the park. And if you don't have a mask, you may be accosted by the police. But if you are downtown, you won't be accosted. You will be actually given a mask. So it's a different policing, and it's always been that way here in New York City, unfortunately.
I mean, this is really unbelievable. You know, something we're seeing in Hawaii is, I asked a friend of mine in California. I said, "What's uniting these people, Gerald, that are resisting? What's uniting these people that are resisting?" We're getting a little bit of feedback, brother. I think on your mic. But my question is, what is uniting the people that are resisting these orders? You know, at the event that I was at, it was every ethnicity, but the news crews wanted to make it about white people being uppity and not wanting to go along to get along. But the truth is, Hawaii was there. And so the media was using race there to divide us. The truth is, we were all there. They weren't all Christians. I was pushed in the car with a guy I think owns a gentleman's club. So it was a diversity of our population. I asked a friend of mine in California, who's fighting all this in Orange County? And she said, you want to know the truth? It's the surfers and it's the skateboarders. And then now we see in New York City, guys in Harlem's like, no, I'm not wearing a mask. What is the common thread that's uniting everybody who is calling BS on this tyranny?
I think people are skeptical of the mainstream media. I think a lot of people are becoming more aware of the staging events of the media, and a lot of social media is pointing it out. So people are now opening their minds to, well, you know, CBS, NBC, all that stuff. It's not written in stone. It's not concrete. These are not credible sources. So when they come outside, they feel like, yo, this is what it is, and you can't make me wear the mask. And that's why I think it's because they don't believe the media like they used to, and people are now grabbing that and taking it on like, yo, we don't believe you, basically. And that's what's happening. And the cops are going at the kids and going at some of the, you know, young men, and they're fighting back based on not believing the media. That's what's happening, man.
I always knew the MSN, the mainstream media, was BS. But I used to pick up my morning paper when it was outside my doorstep every morning. I bring it in and I'll read it. Now I look at them pile up. I don't even want to touch it. I see 3, 4, 5 days of my newspaper, and I'm like, why can't I just grab the paper and bring it in? It's like, I don't even want to bring myself to touch it because I know it's just all lies now.
Yeah.
Right?
All lies.
Did you see the big one? And New York is the center of it. Today, my wife called me and she goes, honey, you got to hear this. Nonsense. They're talking about a COVID-related disease attacking children. But when you pay attention to the story, it's not even been confirmed. There's no evidence of it. And lots of kids that don't test for COVID are getting it. Have you seen this new narrative they're painting about a COVID-related mystery disease in New York?
Oh, no. I'm not up on that one yet. They come out so fast. Cuomo,
right?
60, the governor of New York, Cuomo said 66% of the new cases that they got, the COVID, have come from people sheltering in place. This is a joke. This is what I called it. I called it a plandemic. This is a complete joke, but they understand that the public is very gullible. They will believe anything. So thank God for YouTube. Thank God for guys going out there to these hospitals and seeing that nobody's in the hospital. So it's
crazy. Yeah, well, you did it. You went. Absolutely. You did it in New York. So you went. You went to where they said it's the epicenter of it all.
Yeah.
We broke that lie. We broke the lie that they didn't have enough respirators. We broke the lie that the hospitals were overwhelmed. They have seamlessly shifted from let's flatten the curve to like let's wait for a vaccine. Now new mysterious diseases. And you know what we need to do, Gerald, is I posted on my Facebook today. Watch me on InfoWars. I'll be guest hosting for Alex Jones at the 4 o'clock hour. And then during the break, I looked at my feed, and people said, you're being censored. They have removed me posting. People can't see me posting, just saying I'm going to be on the show, not even linking to it. And we need phone trees like in the old days. You make a tree of all your friends. You call, hey, we need email trees. We might need to start sending smoke signals because we have this network of beautiful people like your podcast. I love it because you don't come to things. You don't come to things with this ideology. You don't have an axe to grind. I think you started out your show really wanting to be about music and your community. Yeah. And you weren't looking to be a social justice warrior. And all of a sudden, I saw your show shift. It was like that Malcolm X quote, my favorite quote in the world. He said, I didn't land on Plymouth Rock. It fell on me. I feel like you wanted to do a podcast on hip-hop culture. And then this rock of the deep state fell on you. And you're like, I guess I got to fight back. But I have the best music in the world on my podcast while I'm fighting back. Was that kind of what happened?
Yes, man. You know, you just get tired of the narrative and you know how the media works. And then you talk to people and they seem like they're brainwashed. And I said, you know, a lot of people listen to this podcast. Why not just expose these guys for what it is? Why not just put it out there so they can think for themselves? Once you think for yourself and you really have your own thought and you're free, you could detect and read between the lines with this media. And I just wanted to expose this so people could just think. I wanted to provoke thinking. Think for yourself. These are all liars. The question is, what's the point? What's the major motivation? What's the objective that they hope to accomplish? You know, that's the scary thing.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know what their goal is, but I know what the end result will be regardless of their intention. It's going to be famine from the Horn of Africa. It's going to be civil unrest in the United States. It's going to be hunger in the state of Hawaii. So we need to unite. All of our communities need to resist. From Brooklyn to the west side of Oahu, this hairdresser in Texas just won a big battle and showed them what's what when she raised $500,000. If all of us, where we are, have the courage, you know, police officers, National Guard officers, you say, I'm done. I'm not coming into work. Enough. I'm not following these orders. Celebrities, religious leaders, if they had your courage and Alex Jones's courage and this hairdresser's courage, this would be over tomorrow. Every doctor in my life, in my neighborhood, they all say this is a crock, but none of them say it privately. They go, this is a crock. We all need to say this out loud.
Yes, yes, man. And YouTube and, you know, they scrub the dissenting opinions that come from doctors. You can't, if you don't see it immediately on YouTube, it'll be gone. So, man, you just got to keep at it because once we lay down, it's finished. You got to keep fighting. That's what Americans do. You got to fight this. This is not right.
Well, Gerald, we got 30 seconds left. You're a fighter. I want them to find you on Twitter and I want them to find your podcast. So how do we find you?
On Twitter, I'm Gerald Moody 1560. On Instagram, I'm G Moody, MOODY _TV. And the podcast is called This, That, and the Third with G Moody on Apple Podcasts and all.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Alex.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.